welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of May 28th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and stormy Melissa Hansen.
Hello, I'm not stormy.
No.
Well, okay, maybe. But the weather's stormy.
Oh, gotcha. Crazy, crazy summer weather.
It is. We had a tree fall and everything.
Wow.
Ooh, it's nice. Exciting up in the woods.
So what else has been your entertainment week look like?
It has been pretty much Veronica Mars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is one of the shows that I totally should have watched when it was originally on, and I felt like a big doofus that I didn't, and like everybody I know watched it and loved it, and I just missed out.
Yeah.
So I'm catching up on. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great show. All the good things you've heard about it are true.
Wow.
And Kristen Bell is amazing in it. Like, this should have been like Emmy-winning.
Now, she hasn't gone on to super great things afterwards.
Not huge. I mean, she's done some movies, and she's still acting and doing stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She didn't become, a huge movie star, but she's got the talent for it, let me tell you.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's her. She plays a Nancy Drew-ish character.
All right.
And Enrico Colantoni, who was on Just Shoot Me.
Yes.
Plays her father, who's... was the former sheriff. It takes place small town near San Diego, fictional town kind of thing. And she was part of the big in crowd. And a year before the show starts, her boyfriend breaks up with her. Her best friend is murdered. Her father, who was the sheriff, accuses the dead girl's father. And then he loses his job. And like her whole life falls apart a year before the show starts. And there's big overarching mystery, like who killed her friend. And then there's small, like every episode, a small mystery she kind of figures out. And, a missing student or somebody broke into my locker and stole something or, really varies. Huh. Yeah, excellent. It only lasted 3 seasons. First two are better than the third. The third, she kind of went to college and there were some cast changes and... it'd be interesting to see if they had kept going at that time, if they found their footing more.
Okay.
Third season, I think pretty much everybody says it, is slightly weaker. But let me tell you, the cast in this thing. Now, she's great. All the other regulars, really good. Nobody's super famous. But Tina Majorino, who I like, who's done a bit of stuff and was a child actor, plays her friend, and she's in it a bit. Let me tell you, guest stars, and a lot of them had like a few episode runs.
Yeah.
Harry Hamlin is in it, and Lisa Rinna play one of her friend's parents. Amanda Seyfried plays the dead girl.
Yeah.
Like flashback stuff.
That's
right?
Funny.
Charisma Carpenter is in it. Allison Hannigan has a few episodes in it. Erica Gimple from Fame.
Yeah.
The TV show is in it. She's got a run. Kristen Ritter, who's now on The Bee in Apartment 23.
That's right.
Is in it for a few episodes. Steve Guttenberg did a run.
Oh, my God.
And it's like insane. Ed Begley Jr., Paula Marshall, played like the guidance counselor.
Okay.
Kind of stuff. Richard Grieco.
Ah!
Is in this thing. So it's like all these like big 80s. But then Leighton Meester.
Yes.
Who's famous now, was in a couple things. Diana Agron.
From Glee?
From Glee was in a couple episodes.
Oh, my God.
So all these, before they were famous people, like, got a start on Veronica Mars. And I actually, one person showed up on screen, and I went, Schmidt!
Oh, from New Girl?
He's on it. He's... got a recurring role on it.
That's hilarious.
The cast, it's like who's who. Paul Rudd did an episode of this. It's like a who's who of, up-and-coming stars, and then who's who of kind of past stars.
Wow.
Like, it's worth it just to watch, to pick out every episode. Ooh. That's what it was like watching it, because like you just recognize all these faces.
Nice.
So, but it's worth watching anyhow. I really enjoyed it. It's not just a teen show.
Okay.
And there are movies and things like that are, quote, teen. And it deals with some really serious adult issues, in quotes, which drives me crazy when they're called adult issues. Dealing with, like, rape and drugs and relationship stuff and things like that. Because let me tell you, teenagers deal with this.
Right.
So it's totally worth watching. I'm so glad I finally did. I know I'm so behind.
Wow. Well, hey.
It premiered in like 2004, so.
Okay. But you know what? This is the great thing about the world today. So be it between DVDs and streaming and on demand, you can catch up on stuff that you have missed. Whereas in decades past, you were never able to do that.
Right.
So it's a great advantage. And you can watch it at your own pace. And like you've been doing, kind of chain smoking them through as opposed to waiting week for week.
I was laid up a little bit this week, so I really went through it quick.
Well, that's good. So, and Rob Thomas is off now doing what? Gossip Girl. He's doing 90210?
Yes, he's doing 90210 now. He did Party Down.
Oh, that's right. That was the cable
series. A cult following. And he did both versions of Cupid.
Neither one of them succeeded.
Neither one. The Jeremy Piven and then the Bobby Cannavale.
Yes.
They brought it back like a few years later, tried it again. Neither one succeeded. But yeah, those were his two kind of thing. But yeah, he was executive producing and developed 90210.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a lot to talk about because my life has been pretty boring. I have not done anything except this past weekend catch up on overdue cartoon reviews. So I've just been watching Tennessee Tuxedo, Underdog. Now I'm into Inch High Private Eye, which was
nice.
Oh God,
that's a good one.
It's painful. It's not a good... painful stuff.
My memory does not serve me correctly.
I was ready to murder somebody watching Underdog last night because for as much as I love that show as a kid,
right?
Just not there's so much. 120 episodes of this thing. My head was going to explode. It's the same thing over and over again.
That's true. It really was. Yeah, watching that many.
Oof.
Yeah, that would be kind of painful.
Anyways, in small doses, it's fine. You know, and complete series sets.
Not so it works for Veronica Mars. Does not work for Cartoon.
No.
Okay, got it.
No. So, let's see what's been going on at the box office, because I know a certain film franchise was making its return after several years away, and some people said it was going to do pretty well, but I didn't believe them.
Uh-huh. And who was right?
Well, I guess you were.
Hey! Yeah, Men in Black 3 came in first place with $55 million.
Okay.
Which is a pretty good take.
Yeah.
And then The Avengers is hanging in there with $37
million. All right.
Number two, Battleship was just under $11 million. The Dictator, just under $10
million. Okay.
For that one. So it's doing all right. That's over $40 million already for that one.
All right.
So, and then the Chernobyl Diaries.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom of the top there.
Yeah,
with
bargain basement horror thriller kind of.
Yeah.
But that surprise film we talked about last week, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel with Judi Dench and Bill Nighy, it doubled its intake this weekend.
That's crazy.
So it made $3 million last week. It made more than $6 million this week.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
For it. But
it'll show up on DVD and on demand soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming this next week, we've got Snow White and the Huntsman.
I'm kind of psyched for this. I had no need to see any Snow Whitey stuff. I'm getting enough on TV with like Once Upon a Time and Grimm and all that.
Right.
But man, I can't remember what I saw a couple months ago. I saw something in the theater and they played the trailer and just the effects and stuff look really cool and worth watching. So,
and it's interesting to see Charlize Theron as a bad guy.
Yeah, full out bad guy. Not just like bitchy.
No, like gleefully evil. And then you've got Kristen Stewart who has like maybe two facial expressions.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not in it for her. It's Charlize's movie, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm not a teenage girl, so.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see Chris Hemsworth again. I didn't get quite enough of that.
Boy. Then we have Piranha 3DD. Now, it could be read as 3DD, but when you look at the movie poster.
Yeah, it makes it really, really clear that they're talking double Ds, baby.
Yes. Well, here's the interesting thing. So, the whole premise is the piranhas attack a brand new water park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the same plot as Jaws 3D.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, in Jaws 3D, he attacked... it was like SeaWorld, and they had this brand new shark exhibit. And, of course, so that's the same thing. So imagine that. They didn't even do anything in original. They took an old movie and rehashed it and just changed piranhas for sharks.
No. And the thing runs 83 minutes. They couldn't even milk a good hour and a half out of it.
we've got a few smaller things. One is called For Greater Glory, which is a cinematic retelling of the Cristeros War, which erupted. It was kind of a Mexican rebellion in the late 20s. They were trying to overthrow the Mexican government. But it's an interesting cast. So it's Eva Longoria, Andy Garcia, Nestor Carbonell, Ruben Blades, and Peter O'Toole.
Oh, okay. Throw him.
But it's from...
Yeah, on a roll there. You kind of stopped me. Okay.
Yeah, but it's from director Dean Wright, who was the visual effects guy on both the Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Narnia films.
Yeah.
So this is his first narrative.
This is probably going to look pretty.
Yeah, well, I would assume so.
All right.
I assume so. We've got a movie called Like Water, which is basically a documentary on...
This is not for chocolate?
No.
For just liking water?
No, just liking water. And I don't know what the connection is because it's a documentary about UFC champ Anderson Silva.
Okay.
So it's all about MMA and Ultimate Fighter.
If somebody can fill us in, let us know, guys.
Yeah, what the connection is
that? Title.
Yeah. And then we've got Battlefield America, which is not really what you'd think. So
right.
You Got Served, director Chris Stokes, gives us this tale of a young businessman who turns a ragtag group of misfits into an underdog contender on the underground dance competition circuit.
There's an underground dance competition circuit?
Apparently so. It's an expose, the things we don't know about this country.
I need to seek this out. Not the movie, the underground dance competition circuit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's what I want to seek out. I didn't even know there was one.
Well, maybe in Wisconsin. It's even more prevalent than anywhere else in the country.
I bet.
Okay, well, if you're not going to the movies this weekend, let's see what's available on DVD and Blu-ray. If we go to DVDverdict.com and click on the upcoming releases tab, and we go to the cover art gallery for May 29th.
Hey, look, Inch High Private Eyes coming out.
Hey, look. Oh, God. The thing only lasted like 13 episodes, but it's still playing right here as we're recording it. I have the sound off. And,
nice.
Yeah. So the guy who did the voice was Lenny Weintraub, who was best known for playing Scrappy Doo on the Scooby-Doo series.
Oh, good Lord.
So imagine that voice ratcheted up another annoying level, and that's what you have.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, speaking earlier of Amanda Seyfried's big beginning in Veronica Mars, her big action movie, Gone.
Yeah, which most people referred to as the chick version of Liam Neeson's Taken.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. So she's like, looking for her missing sister or whatever.
Who was kidnapped by a serial killer that tried to kill her years before.
Yeah. Looking all tough and slutty.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Hard look to pull off. So props to her.
Maybe tough and slutty applies to Sam Worthington in Man on a Ledge. I don't know.
Oh, sure.
I don't know. James Garner's Western classic, Maverick, is coming to DVD for the first time.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The movie was great. You know, the Mel Gibson, Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did good. Yeah. Like, kind of updating that, but keeping the sensibilities of the original. But, yeah, the first season of the original Maverick.
Yes.
Nice.
We have Ralph Fiennes' directorial debut, Coriolanus, which is a modern retelling of a classic Shakespeare play.
Mm-hmm. And we have Abraham Lincoln versus Zombies. I wonder where they got the idea for that.
No, see, Asylum Entertainment loves to do stuff like this. You know, they just did a battleship thing. And so if they beat the movie that's going to the theater by a week or so, I guess they figure they can make some money off of confusing people.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Dumbasses. This is not the movie you're looking for.
Oh, brother. Well, apparently another movie that nobody wanted to look for was the sequel to Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera called Never Dies.
Yeah.
And in this case, it probably should have. Because Jim Thomas reviewed it for us and did not like it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of dying.
Yes.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Ooh.
Right, Tilda Swinton's.
Yes.
About her son who goes on a spree killing.
Columbine-esque, massacre of his fellow students. Lovely. Warner Archive is releasing a whole bunch of Lon Chaney senior films from the early 20s. Not his horror pictures like Phantom of the Opera, but kind of war pictures and other dramas that he had done for the studio.
Yeah, and Criterion's doing a couple Ingmar Bergman's Summer Interlude and Summer with Monica.
And for vampire fans, we've got True Blood Season 4.
All right.
All right. Well, As always, DVD Verdict benefits from you guys spending some time on these pages, and I finally figured out a way to keep them populated much more so than we have in the past, so you're going to see a lot more stuff showing up on that calendar in recent coming weeks, I should say. Other options for you this week, if you're taking some time off from work and enjoying extending your Memorial Day weekend, over at Netflix, we've got, again, it's another embarrassment of riches. For whatever reason, at the beginning of the month, they front load everything, and there's a ton of stuff here, so let's just hit on the highlights. So we've got Friday the 13th, part 3, 4, 6, and 8.
Right, 3, 4, 6, and 8.
What happened to the other ones? I'm not sure, but apparently maybe Paramount only let them use these for now. So
did, like, 3 get confused? It's just supposed to be the evens?
And... I don't know. I don't know. But if you've missed any one of those odd numbers, you can go check them out on Netflix this week.
All right.
South Park season 15, the complete season. They're not, you know, a lot of streaming media does episodes as they occur, but in this case, Netflix just does complete seasons when they're available, so you've got that. And then we've got a lot of interesting classic films. You've got Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, which is a beautiful film. If you have not seen that, you've got to experience it.
That's excellent.
Her dad's Apocalypse Now and Apocalypse Now Redux, which added in the extra footage and tweaked things a little bit. And I had seen that for the first time on Blu-ray when it came out a year or so ago, and it blew me away.
It's kind of mind-blowing flick. But you have to go watch the documentary that his wife did.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You, that's way better even than the film.
Yeah. So. Agreed. Oliver Stone's Natural Born Killers, which may be the only movie in history that I ever came close to walking out of. You'll be happy. Yeah. Eddie Murphy's Golden Child is coming back to Netflix.
Nice.
This week.
Want the knife.
Please. And they love picking up on things that are happening now in the news. So you've got Will Smith's Wild Wild West to capitalize on Men in Black. You've got Leonardo DiCaprio and Johnny Depp in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Ooh.
And you've got Clint Eastwood's directorial debut, Play Misty for Me.
Oh, it's one of my mom's favorite movies.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
It's excellent. It's a thriller. It's this totally creeped out thriller.
It's a radio DJ.
It's a radio DJ and like an obsessed fan. It's really good. Huh. It's a really good thriller, creepy movie.
Which wasn't that what Midnight Caller was basically with Gary Cole, the TV series?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
He was a late night DJ that had strange people call in every week.
Yeah. But this is just one strange, crazy woman. But,
and the woman who plays the psycho in that, if I remember correctly, is the mom from Arrested Development.
Yes.
Why am I blanking
Jessica
on her?
Jessica Walter.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom would be so impressed with you.
Oh.
So. You know who's in Play Misty for me. Yeah, Jessica Walter.
Okay. Moving over to Hulu, we've got 5 new Criterion titles. And my apologies if I butcher some of these directors' names. Marcel Carné's Tragic Love Story, Children of Paradise. You've got Louis Malle's directorial debut, Elevator to the Gallows. Pietro Germé's Divorce Italian Style, which stars Marcello Mastroianni.
Mm-hmm.
Francois Truffaut's cinematic love triangle, Jules and Jim. And Charlie Chaplin's classic, The Kid.
Oh, you did good on those names, though. I'm impressed.
Thanks. I didn't botch it.
Excellent job.
And then over at Amazon Instant, you get all the latest DVD and Blu-ray releases, especially if you're an Amazon Prime customer. You get access to a lot of new things for free. Well, not for free, because you're paying them a service every month. Or a year. Is it a yearly service?
It's a yearly.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And you get some streaming for free, and then you get like free 2-day shipping.
Okay. But in terms of TV, new stuff that's available this week is all reality. Mythbusters, Shark Week, Deadliest Catch, Man vs. Wild, and Dirty Jobs.
Okay.
And movies, it's kind of classic stuff. So you've got Mean Girls with Lindsay Lohan, Clueless with Alicia Silverstone, Footloose, Pretty in Pink, and Ghost.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a batch there.
Yeah. So there's plenty to choose from, but I've talked enough, and I will throw it over to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on Monday, Memorial Day, we have some history specials on the History Channel, Hatfields and McCoys, but it's Kevin Costner stars in this on the frickin' History Channel.
Huh.
Like, really? But anyhow, yeah, it's a mini series about, you know, the famous feud. So that's on that. And then on HBO, there is a movie, Hemingway and Gellhorn. Now, I did not know this whole story. I feel stupid, but it's about Ernest Hemingway and Martha Gellhorn, who was one of his many wives, but she was a war correspondent journalist. Huh. And this is about their time in Spain, documenting the 1930 Civil War there.
Wow.
Clive Owen and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's an interesting story that I didn't know about, but the two of them playing Hemingway.
And this is done for TV. There are two actors you wouldn't think would be doing TV work.
Right. Again. Huh. So, yeah. So some big movie stars on the TV on Monday.
All right.
But then Tuesday, we have the Cougar Town finale on ABC. Wednesday, the Stanley Cup final start on NBC. And then pretty much the rest of the week on NBC is America's Got Talent.
Okay.
That's all it's going to be. Let me just tell you that. America's Got Talent or hockey. That's all you're going to find on NBC this week.
Okay.
But Wednesday night on CBS, there's a new show called Dogs in the City.
What?
It's New York City dog guru, they're calling him, instead of whisperer. But Justin Silver, he's like a dog trainer, and it's him training dogs, but really training the people.
So are we going to see a throwdown between him and Cesar?
I don't know. This could be interesting. Anyhow, and then coming up this weekend, Sunday, June 3rd, MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, yeah.
And those are always just so much fun to watch.
Okay.
If you're 19 and not me. Anyhow, bunch of new music this week. Big one. Scissor Sisters has a new one called Magic Hour. Foreigner has a new album.
Shut up.
Live album called Alive and Rockin'. And it was filmed at a concert in Germany a few years ago. But they're releasing that. Elvis Presley actually has a new CD.
Is he a hologram?
No, that would be cool, though.
Oh.
It's called Wild in the Country and Flaming Star Sessions. It's a couple of his movies that never had the soundtracks released.
Oh.
So it's a whole bunch of stuff he recorded for that, but hasn't actually really been on CD or album or anything. So that is out.
Interesting.
A new one. This is PIL. Public Image Limited has a new CD.
What?
Exactly. It's crazy week. It's soundtracks. Talking about the movies, Snow White and the Huntsman is going to be out, mm-hmm. and that's James Newton Howard.
Love James.
And then Men in Black 3 is coming out, since that just opened, and that's Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
Again, people who maybe not so much into soundtracks are into Danny Elfman soundtracks, like me. So you can pick those up this week.
Great.
And in books this week, Cronkite by Douglas Brinkley, and it's a biography of Walter Cronkite.
All right. Is that David Brinkley's son?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. He's a writer and history professor. I believe Vanity Fair he's written for.
Okay.
But he interviewed like over 200 people, like everybody in the news world he interviewed for this book to kind of get the real scoop there. Hmm. Michelle Obama has her first book out, and it's called American Grown, The Story of the White House Kitchen Garden and Gardens Across America. And it's when Obama took office and the whole family moved into the White House, she started a new garden on the grounds and the food to be used in the kitchen. It's part of her whole platform on making America and especially our kids healthier. But she has this book about the garden and how it works and then gardens that inspire her. And there's lots of beautiful photography in the book, too.
Sounds like she should partner with Jamie Oliver and his
Yeah, they're kind of working towards some of the same goals.
Yeah.
And then Marilyn and Me, A Photographer's Memories, speaking of beautiful photographs.
About Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, okay.
Lawrence Schiller was a really famous photographer back in the day.
Yeah.
And he shot her a few months before she died.
Ooh.
And he photographed her.
Yeah.
They're talking about dying and shooting. And that's so clear there. He photographed her. And so he has a book with a lot of pictures, but then also about meeting her and getting to know her a little. The premise sounds a lot like the movie that had come out.
Yeah.
A similar idea. Someone spent a short amount of time with her, but got to know her a little and their experience with her.
All right.
The Science of Avatar by Stephen Baxter. And it's about the science of Avatar, like how the movie, I mean, this book's a little late, isn't it? But how a lot of it is possible kind of thing. So fans of Avatar, you might want to check that out. A whole bunch of Sherlock Holmes books, including The Hound of the Baskervilles, are being re-released tied into the BBC show.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So if you haven't read them and you're a fan of the show, you can do that. And you can check it out because you can see the cast on the front of the book.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned drawing.
Yeah. And so. I think we mentioned last week that there's a new Sherlock Holmes movie coming to TV series, I believe coming to NBC. One of the networks this year called Elementary.
Right.
Even more Holmesian mythology will be coming your way soon.
Yeah, so you can get yourself all set for that.
Yeah.
All right. Theater this week, there's some casting news.
Yes.
Katie Finneran.
Why does that name sound familiar?
From Wonderfalls.
Oh, yes.
She's actually a huge Broadway star, and she's won the Tony a couple times.
Okay.
But she is just cast as Miss Hannigan.
Oh, nice.
In the revival of Annie that's opening this fall. So she will be phenomenal in that. And another one we don't have a set date for it, and it'll be in London, but Tom Hardy is heading to the stage in Harold's Harem, which is a musical.
Wow.
In the book and lyrics that are by Tony Kushner.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's been done before. It's not a brand new one. So you can go see him on screen.
Yeah, as Bane in Dark Knight.
As Bane this summer, and then in the future you'll be able to see him singing on stage.
Well, if Hugh Jackman can do it, right? Play Wolverine and then go play musical theater, I guess anybody can.
Exactly. Oh, not just musical theater.
That's true. Peter Allen musical theater.
Allen, like... Like, not musical theater with small case letters, musical theater.
Like, flaming musical theater, right.
So that should be interesting to see.
Yeah. All right. Well, if we switch over to entertainment news, we just briefly talked about television, and the television season is wrapping up. So the winners this year are CBS. They came out on top. Fox came in second. NBC was third for the first time in, I think, 4 or 5 years. They didn't wind up in the basement. And ABC is dead last. Womp. The dude who won American Idol, Philip Phillips, underwent 8 kidney surgeries during the course of the season.
He did, and they were just kind of like patchwork stuff.
Yeah, I guess he's
keep
got
him going.
Yeah, I mean, what?
He's got to go in for major surgery this week.
Wow, and we just learned that Sarah Hyland from Modern Family, right after the show finished filming, she went and had a kidney transplant from her father.
Right, and this is something that's affected her since she was born.
Okay.
They never develop properly.
Yeah.
But I didn't know this at all, that you know, she had health issues.
Over at Universal Studios Hollywood this past weekend, they unveiled Transformers The Ride, which is basically a dark ride on 2,000 feet of track, but it's a flight simulator. So it's not like animatronics like in a classic Disneyland or Disney World dark ride. It's surrounded by screens, and then you've got all of the 3D animation in HD surrounding you. But it features the voices of Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime and Frank Welker as Megatron from the classic TV series.
Okay, well, that's cool.
And everybody who's seen this ride has loved it. And I guess the guinea pig version opened in Universal Studios Singapore last December, so they got the bugs worked out before they opened it here. Jon Favreau is returning to Iron Man 3, but only to reprise his role as Happy Hogan, who's Tony's friend and bodyguard. So all of these news services were like, Jon Favreau's back in Iron Man 3. Wah, wah, funny, funny.
Yeah.
We fooled you. Whatever.
Lauren let our pants on fire.
Cannes Film Festival just wrapped up, and Michael Haneke's film Love took home the top prize, which is interesting because, well, it's a French film, obviously, and it's a French film festival, but it's the tale of a long married couple in their 80s who are faced with their own inevitable deaths. So I guess it's kind of a downer, but there's romance and inspiration in the face of death. So, speaking of death and almost dead, Harrison Ford, who's aging rapidly before our eyes, has agreed to appear in Ridley Scott's sequel to Blade Runner, but his character, Rick Deckard, won't be the focus of the story. So we'll see how that goes. And two big trailers this week. Sam Mendes' first James Bond film, Skyfall.
Yes.
Looks really intense. And this is Judi Dench's final film in the franchise. Her eyesight is actually going.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. But Ralph Fiennes is taking over the role of M for future films.
Which is cool, but...
Yeah, but it's sad for her.
Oh, we went Judi. Yeah. But did you hear the controversy about the movie?
What?
Two. They're sponsored by Heineken.
Oh, I did, because he's not going to drink martinis anymore.
So he's not going to be drinking his typical drink and have that great line. He's going to be drinking Heineken's.
And who was it? I think it was George Lazenby, which I don't know how somebody tracked George Lazenby down. I didn't even know he was still alive. But he said, what a travesty this is to the franchise. He did one Bond film.
Well, you know what? I did no Bond films, and I still think it's a tragedy.
I guess, but the things we get hung up on sometimes are really funny. The other big trailer this week was Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby.
Yes.
And this sucker gave me a headache. This is stylized to the point of being nauseating. And, I enjoyed Moulin Rouge. But, I mean, there's got to be a point where you've got to say, all right, I've had enough. But I don't know. We'll see. And we'll get our first look at Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, because that trailer is slated to run in front of Ridley Scott's Prometheus that first week of July. Or June. It's coming out June 8th.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, also in Hollywood, Amanda Bynes hit another car, it looks like.
She is a menace. Get her off the streets.
8:20-something. I don't know what we're up to now. But she actually, again, hit and ran, and they got the license plates, and it was a rental car. And the rental car agency told the police it was Amanda Bynes that had rented it.
You know what?
So we'll see what happens if anything comes of this, because there's not much proof it was really her. But we'll see. But girlfriend, get it together, please. You are immensely talented, along with being incredibly beautiful. To get it together. Do not be the next Lindsay.
Well, worse yet,
be the next Jenny Garth. Come on.
If she keeps this up, she's going to wind up like Brandy and kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So anyhow, the Kardashian news this week is Jenner news.
Oh, no.
Because Esquire magazine,
yes.
I can't say this without laughing, named Bruce Jenner Father of the Year. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Do I need to say more at all?
Wow. All right. And Esquire is going out of business in 3, 2... How do you even come up with something like that? On what planet is that even possible?
Because if you give them a word, they let you in the house to take pictures.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, what the hell am I talking about? Never mind. I don't know.
People whore themselves out on an hourly basis.
Oh, never mind. That was completely illogical. Oh.
And I guess they cop to the fact that Kanye's going to be on the show in this next season. They're like, no, he's not. Well, yes, he is.
Well, just like they're not going to make it a focus.
Yeah, so they say.
Like them, like he's not going to be quote a character in the show. He just, if he happens to be out with Kim, he may be caught. Well, whatever. God. Like he's not a freaking media whore like them.
And when does 15 minutes turn into 15 years?
I don't know.
All right. And on that happy note, we're going to wrap this up, this Memorial Day weekend edition of the Entertainment Docket. So we hope you guys are having a good weekend. And we will be back next week with more exciting news. But until then, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Goodbye to you. Goodbye to everything I thought I knew.